From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, December 22nd at 8:55, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. It is holiday week, so we do have kind of a shortened week this week with an early close on Wednesday. Markets close at 12:05 Wednesday, that's Central Time, and then won't reopen again until Friday morning at 8:30, and then a normal close at 1:20. So it is a less active week in terms of trade. We'll see what that means for volumes, but typically we see some thinner volumes this week, and that may lead to some wider ranges than what we've seen over the past previous weeks, but time will tell here as the week goes on. News continues to be relatively quiet. We did see another flash sale this morning of some beans to China, and did see a little bit of beans sold to China for next marketing year as well. So those purchases have officially started. Export inspections will be out here this morning. Did have another catch-up export sales report. It's still going to be a couple more weeks before the USDA is officially caught up on export sales. We do see the government offices closed on Wednesday and Friday this week, so we will see our normal Friday export sales report will be released tomorrow to make up for that. So, but we're continuing to play catch-up on export sales. Looks like a pretty warm week here. We'll continue to watch river conditions to see if that helps barge traffic improve here as the week goes on. Weather continues to look good enough in South America for now. Cattle on feed report leaned a little friendly there, so cattle futures are up here to start. But grain markets are continuing to be relatively quiet. We did see March corn trade above the 200-day moving average overnight, and it's set right on that level here today. January soybeans went up and tried its 200-day moving average this morning, and it's backing off of that level. So it seems to be more technical related here as we start the week, more than fundamental. And then January options do expire on Friday, so we'll keep an eye on those expirations as well. As for prices this morning, March corn at 446 and three quarters, that's up 3 cents. May corn at 354 and a half, that's also up 3. January soybeans at 1051 and a quarter, up 2. March soybeans at 1062 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. January meal, 298.80, that's up 120. January bean oil, 48.14, that's up 24. March Chicago wheat, 517, up 7 1/2. March Kansas City wheat at 523, even, up 7 3/4. Livestock market show December cattle at 230.92, up 52. Feb cattle at 230.97, up 17. January feeders, 346.95, up 135. March at 341.37, up 197. Feb hogs, 85.02, up 52. April hogs, 89.72, up 60. Crude oil is up over a buck here this morning. Did see gold into new all-time highs as well. So really a positive start for most commodity markets here to start the shortened week. So we'll keep an eye on some of those export numbers, continue to watch to see what China's interest on soybeans are as we continue to look towards that 12 million metric ton goal here for this winter as well. But continues to be a little quiet on fundamental news. Markets are higher, and we'll see how the rest of the week unfolds, even if it is a shortened week here, Kimberly.